Watch out! It's the next crop!
Great new Australian music.
Oh, God!
On Triple J.
Hi, I'm Rick.
And I'm Dan.
We're from the LA band City Riots, and we're a four-piece indie rock band.
Tell me the story of how you guys all hooked up.
Well, for Dan and I, it was kind of easy because we were brothers, so it was easy to stumble across each other around the house. But the other two guys, I met John, who plays bass, when I was overseas, just traveling around the US. And then probably like a year and a half later, our keyboard, synth, now guitar player as well, Matt, came on board after we were kind of fumbling around as a three-piece.
Overwhelmed by his hair.
Why?
Well, when you see it, you kind of understand why, but it's just this sort of creation that he's sort of been working on for a few years now. It's really, it's turned into something. You know?
It has its own road case.
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, he could play very little on keys or guitar, but he made up for that in other areas.
He gets away playing the band just by looking good. He looks like he should be in a band, which is kind of like why I think we actually are. Like, he came to see us play one night. You actually met Matt in the toilets, Dan?
Yeah. There's a little bar called Rocket Bar in Adelaide, and we just finished playing a set and went in there, obviously, to use the restroom, and Matt was in there with his fine do, standing near the urinal, and ever since that little meeting in that bathroom, we've, you know, sort of been best friends since.
Tell me, is there any kind of musical vision for City Riots?
I don't think we ever, like, openly discuss it. I mean, I think it just all comes from, like, the different types of music we listen to. I know we're all really big on the Brit pop style of music. You know, we listen to a lot of British bands. And obviously, like, we're talking about Matt. Matt came from a completely different background. You know, he's still kind of living in the 80s. And John's a little bit older than us. So, like, he obviously has, like, different musical background than what we do.
I think just our musical vision sort of, it didn't come from one individual source. Just, you know, everyone brings something to the band and we try not to think about it too much and let it just happen. We find we get the best results that way. So,
what's good about being in a band?
What is good is that we, at the moment, have got to see a lot of the world. We've been fortunate to go to the US twice and the UK once in the last 12 months and travel around Australia as well and meet some really cool other bands and other people. So that's been really cool. Yeah.
I think it's cool to be able to, like, something you come up with at home in your rehearsal room to then rehearse it and then be able to perform it in front of hundreds or in the US. Like, we were lucky enough to play Summerfest, which is like a really big summer festival over there, and there were like thousands of people. So just from like a small idea that we started in our rehearsal room or in our bedroom to then be able to perform it in front of so many people is kind of like a really rewarding thing.
You guys are a pretty new band still. How did you get the opportunity to travel so much so far?
We think about that a lot. How on earth we managed to find the money, you know, managed to fund like the three tours, like international tours so far in the band's career.
Well, just a self-motivated kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we've never been a band that likes to sit around and just wait for things to come to us. We like to go out and kind of tackle it and get it ourselves. And, you know, we learn a lot along the way and we may lose a bit of money. Well, a lot of money along the way, but, you know, at least we're not going to get to our old age and then look back and go, you know, oh, I wish we did it when you were younger. We don't want to do that. So we just want to make the most of what we can do now while we're young and play music and kind of just tour and play as much as we can, really.
And what about the actual show itself? What makes something a great live performance or what makes it a good experience for you on stage?
We always have fun playing. Like, I know we always love being out on the road and just compared to being locked up in a studio or something, you know, we love just to be out on the road and playing live. But I think the crowd has a lot to do with it. You know, if we see that they're having a good time and they're kind of like into the music and, you know, especially if they know the songs or they've downloaded them or they've been on their MySpace or something, then that certainly plays a big part in knowing that what we're doing is translating to the audience and they're having fun.
If there's people, you know, out there singing along with a few lyrics and clapping their hands and look like they're having a good time, then, you know, we have a good time at the same time.
Tell me a little bit about the song that we're going to feature, which is Burning Me Out.
Burning Me Out, we actually attempted to record a couple of times before we actually got the final recording that you're playing. We actually attempted to record it during our first US tour, which is actually a funny story in itself. We tracked everything, the drums, the keys, the guitars, and the whole lot.
And it was sounding good.
It sounded great.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounded really good. And we got back home, and then a few weeks later, we got a call from the engineer saying that all the song files that were stored on the hard drive of his computer had been fried by a power surge, an electrical storm. So we lost everything. So we took the opportunity when we were back in the US in last July to go back into the studio with the same engineer and re-record all the parts again, all the drum parts and the guitars and everything. And then we actually kind of ended up running out of time because we were trying to fit in between tour dates. So we ended up actually recording the synth parts after our tour van broke down and driving back from Wisconsin on the way to New York. So while our tour van was getting fixed, we were held up in a little motel in the middle of nowhere. And so we took the opportunity to record the synth parts on a laptop.